Okay, just a word before we begin. Today is Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Last night in Eretz Yisrael we began saying the Saint Talmud Matar. And I assume that since no one asked that everyone is saying the Saint Talmud Matar, but you should just know that there is a Machlokes Achronim, exactly what you should be doing, those of you who are Daitel Achsor Techutz Laretz. In the Mishnah Brura and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, where it talks about the Saint Talamatar, so he brings the Machlokes Achronim between the Prichadosh and the Birkei Yosef as to what do we mean when we say Baruch Aleinu, who are we davening for? Who are we davening that should benefit from the content of the Bracha? The people that we plan to live with on a permanent level, or the people that we happen to be currently with temporarily, which is someone is traveling, someone came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Daito Lachzor, or Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, Daito Lachzor, and the Mishnah Berura is not Machriya. He brings the two deos, he's not Machriya. Within the Achronim, Rav El Yoshev Shlita, Rav Scheinberg Shlita say that since we have a Machlokes Achronim, and there are two places to say Baruch Aleinu, one within the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and the other in Shema Koleinu, and Shema Koleinu is a Ma'asef Chach L'Kol HaMachanos, so those who are Daito Lachzor would be better if they said in Shema Koleinu, name of someone, let's say, a resident of Eretz Yisrael, flew this morning to Chutz Laretz. He already, so he should say Baruch Aleinu in Shema Koleinu when he's in Chutz Laretz. And if someone came from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael and died to Lachzor, he should also say in Shema Koleinu, so as not to get involved in the Machlokes Achronim as to whether he should say in Baruch Aleinu. That is their shita. On the other hand, we have Rav Moshe Zatzal and Yibodo L'Chaim Rav Avad Yosef. They say Pumfakert. They say that since Bichlal and Chutz Laretz, the postponement of the Saint Talmud Matar until Shishim Yom La'achar HaTkufa is very, very strange. That was the Metzius in Bavel. In Bavel, they didn't need rain until Shishim Yom La'achar HaTkufa. Most places in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz, do need rain before then. But Kevan Shenohagu Nohagu. But if someone is in a situation where he's not bound by Minag HaMakom, you know, he's a guest from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, or he's coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, where there's no minhag to hold off, then he should say in Baruch Aleinu. And so Rav Avadia Shlita and Rav Moshe Zatzal, they say that that in both directions one should say in Baruch Aleinu. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and that's the psak that we normally follow here in the yeshiva, makes a pshara in both directions. He says, if someone, let's say a resident of Eretz Yisrael, went to Chutz Laretz last week, he hasn't yet begun saying the same Talmud Matar, so then he should say the same Talmud Matar in Chutz Laretz in Shamea Tefillah. However, if he began saying the same Talmud Matar here, he should continue there in his silent Shmona Esrei in Baruch Aleinu. In terms of guests who are coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, he said it depends how long they plan to stay. If, let's say, one of your parents were to come sometime in the next month or two, and they wanted to visit you for a period of time, anyway, they had been saying the same bracha. All of a sudden, to begin saying the same Talmud Matar Levracha, and then to go back to saying the same bracha, so it's better that when they're here, they say in Shema Koleinu, that in Chutz Laretz they were saying the same bracha. When they come temporarily for a few days during this period between the Zayin Mar Cheshvan and Shishim Yom Achar Tkufas Tishrei, then those people should say in Shema Koleinu, like Rav Yoshev and Rav Scheinberg. However, someone who's planning to stay here for the entire Onas Geshamim, someone who's here for the year to learn, and it's not a question of his beginning and starting v'chulei, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman says one should be noheg like Rav Avadia, like Rav Moshe, and say in Baruch Aleinu. So if you've been saying in Baruch Aleinu, you started last night and this morning saying in Baruch Aleinu, that's the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman for you. That's the psak, but it wouldn't be a psak for someone who came to visit you, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's the psak of Rav the Igros Moshe and the Abiya Omer. And but you should be aware that that Rav Scheinberg and Rav Yoshev hold that you should be saying in your silent Shmona Esrei in Shema Koleinu. Okay, that's it.
Yes.
According to Rav Scheinberg and according to Rav Yoshev, even those of you who are here for the whole year, if your dat is to be chozer to chutz laretz, you should be saying in Shema Koleinu. The minhag in the yeshiva is to say in Baruch Aleinu, like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yes.
Then they say that if you
that's the logical conclusion from what they say. I don't recall them saying it black on white, but that's a logical conclusion. Okay. But a person should be consistent. In other words, if you're saying in Baruch Aleinu, then if you don't say it, so then you move into the world of all of us who, if you finish Baruch Aleinu, so wait until Shema Koleinu. You finish Shema Koleinu, you didn't start Ritzeh, so say at that point, you started Ritzeh, go back to Baruch Aleinu. You said Yugla Ratzon, go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, regular halachos. Okay. Beseder, also just to be mayor that the yeshiva is no way to say Slichos Behav, whether you're fasting or you're not fasting. For those whom the fast wouldn't affect their learning, there's an inyan to fast at least until Chatzos. For those who feel that the fast would affect their learning, so just to say the Slichos itself is meaningful in terms of remembering where we're holding in the world of Golos. Okay, now let's begin to learn. Okay. Halacha you should know. Gemara if you want to. No, just joking. Navor Lashon HaKodesh, Mishu lo mevin vakasha sheyair li ani esmach letargem. Anachnu amarnu shehayom im yirtzeh Hashem nilmad at haTosfot kan bedaf lamed amud aleph. Ra'inu b'daf lamed amud beis sheyesh shnei drachim lehavin et hasugya ha'im medubar kan al ba'aya shel av ba'al drum vidiyat shitat ha'gaonim v'harach o ha'im medubar kan al chazaka she'ini mataina ma sheharashbam hu ma'ala v'tosfot kamuvan hu olech b'ikvot harashbam kan ha'ba'aya hi chazaka she'ini mataina sheyesh lenu kan hodo'as ba'al din mitzad ha Machzik she hamarikama hu habaylim v'hamachzik atzmo lo yodeya im yesh lo zuchuyot la'sadeh ki hu lo yodeya ein lo ela et haboreh yodeyacher ein lo ela et hamila shel hamocher she hamocher be'emet kana me'hamarikama az zeh chabz chazaka she'ini mataina v'hu mafzid ba harashbam v'omer ilu hamachzik haya to'ein כאשר נשאל ממנו, מה אתה עושה בתוך השדה? אם הוא היה טוען שמפלוני זווינטי דקמוי זבנה מנח, כלומר, אני יודע, אני ראיתי שהמוכר קנה את השדה ממך, אז זה נחשב כבר חזוקה שיש עם התאינה. אם יש לו 3 שנים, הוא היה זוכה, וזה הסוגיה בדף ממלף המדויס. זה הסוגיה של כשיטה דיליסה, כן? שאילו הוא היה טוען ככה, אז היה טיינס בורי, ויש לו ג' שנים, והוא היה זוכה בשדה. בתוספות הוא מוסיף משהו שלא נמצא בפירוש ברשב"ם, וזהו שמשמע מהסוגיה אצלנו שלמריקמה אין עדים. כל הזכות שלו בשדה זה בגלל שהמחזיק שם את הרגל שלו בפה. Right? That the מחזיק put his foot in his mouth and הוא הודה שלמריקמה יש זכויות. אילו המחזיק לא היה אומר את זה, אז אין למריקמה שום עדים. אז תוספות אומר שאילו המחזיק היה אומר שמפלניה זווינטי דזבנה מנח קמאי, אפילו אין לו 3 שנים. אפילו שלמחזיק אין 3 שנים, הוא היה זוכה. איך הוא היה זוכה? במיגו. מיגו שהוא היה יכול להגיד לאדם, תמיד הייתי כאן. כלומר, שכיוון שיש לו טענה, ויש לו מיגו, ואין למריקמה שום דבר שיכול להגן נגד המיגו, למריקמה אין עדים, אז המחזיק היה זוכה. זה תוספת של תוספוס. לא כתוב את זה ברשב"ם. תוספות הוא אומר שכיוון שמדובר כאן באוקימתא שאין למריקמה עדים, אילו המחזיק היה טוען, מפלניה זווינטה, דזבנה מנח קמאי, הוא היה נאמן, אפילו בלי שנות חזקה, במיגו שיכול להגיד לאדם. אבל, אומר תוספות, כעת זה מאוחר מדי. This would have been a wonderful idea for the מחזיק, אבל כעת אי אפשר להשתמש במיגו הזה, כי המחזיק כבר הודה שהמריקמה הוא היה הביילים, אז הוא יכול להגיד לאדם. בתוספות אומר, מכאן אנחנו, כלומר, שזה יישום, this is an application של כלל, שתוספות ירצה להוכיח מאיזה ארבע מקומות, שמיגו למפריע לא אמרינן. שכדי להגיד מיגו, הכל כעת צריך להיות פתוח. The reserve taina has to be valid currently. אבל אם אין לו כעת reserve taina, פעם היה לו, before he was mode, אז הוא היה יכול לטעון לאדם. אבל כעת ברגע שהוא אמר מפלוני זווינטי דזבנה מנח, בום, אז יש כאן הודעת בעל דין של המחזיק שהמריקמה יש לו אחיזה בשדה, כעת אי אפשר להשתמש במיגו. מיגו is only good as long as the reserve taina is still meaningful. We don't say amigo lemafreya that once upon a time one had this reserve taina, and since before his hodo he had the reserve taina, we would say now amigo, that we don't say. What is the svara of Tosfos before we see his proofs? What's his svara? So Tosfos points out towards the end of the thin lines, b'migo di boyama minach zvinte kevan dekvar hoda delav mine zavna lesrei tu migo ve'en lo la'amina b'may dekamar hashta mitoch shehaya yochol l'shaker b'tchila kodem shehaya. We don't say once upon a time he had the migo before he was mode. Tosfos explains delo have masik adaite shehaya zokuk l'ta'ana zo. These words of Tosfos put Tosfos in a camp. Him samim oto b'machane. שאנחנו מוצאים בעולם של הראשונים שני מחנות איך להבין את המושג של מיגו. כל מה שאני אומר לכם זה ידוע בעולם הישיבות כחקירה של רב חנן וסרמן בקובץ שיעורים חלק בייס, סימנים ג' וד', וגם כל מי שקרא משהו בעולם של האחרונים, רב שמעון שקאפ, או השיעורים של הרב, וכו' וכו', אז הוא מכיר שיש כאן חקירה יסודית מה המקור של הנאמנות של מיגו. דעה אחת, בואו נקרא לזה דעה ברבטש, אבל לא ברבטש שזה לא בסדר, פשוט שזה בנוי בתוך הסברה הישרה של בני אדם, שיש כאן בירור שהאדם הוא אומר את האמת. שאילו היה לנו כאן אדם ערום, עם עין, כן, clever, sneaky person, שהיה רוצה לשקר, אז היה לו שקר יותר טוב. אם האדם השתמש בטענה גרועה, כאשר בעצם, בתוך הכיס שלו, היה טענה יותר טובה, כנראה שהוא אומר את האמת. ניקורים דברי אמת. עצם זה שהיה יכול להגיד טענה יותר טובה, כנראה שהוא אומר את האמת. זה הבירור של מיגו לפי המחנה הראשון. מה שאין כן, יש אפשרות אחרת להבין את מיגו, לא שמדובר כאן על איזשהו סברה, איזשהו בירור, משהו בתוך הפסיכולוגיה של הבעל דובר, אלא יש לנו כאן הלכה והלכות בזדן. יש לנו מה שנקרא כוח טענה, שבזדין מוכנים לתת את הנאמנות של כל טענה שהאדם הזה היה יכול לטעון לטענה שהוא טוען כעת. הוא טוען כעת טענה שלא מחזיק מעמד, אבל הוא היה יכול לטעון טענה שבעתן היה מקבל, אז בזדין מעבירים את הנאמנות מהטענה הריזרבי לטענה שהוא טוען כעת. זה לא לגמרי איזה הלכה משה מסיני. יש כאן גם כן קצת סברה. זאת אומרת שהנאמנות זה לא משהו שמוגבל לטענה. נאמנות זה נאמנות של הבעל דבר. הבזדין מוכנים להאמין לבעל דבר. אם היו מוכנים להאמין בבעל דבר על טענה X, גם יאמינו לו על טענה Y. And יש בזה, you know, it's not a question, is this a arbitrary halacha or is this a svara? Two different svaras. האם יש לנו כאן svara בתוך הפסיכולוגיה של הבעל דבר, שאילו הוא רצה לשקר, היה לו שקר יותר טוב, או האם זה בתוך דיני בזדין, שבדיני בזדין גם כן יש svara שנותנים נאמנות לא לטענה אלא לבעל דבר. ואם לבעל דבר הזה היה נאמנות בטענה X והוא טוען טענה Y, אז בזדין מעבירים את הנאמנות מהטענה הזאת לטענה הזאת ומאמינים לבעל דבר. תוספות כאן הוא ראשיתו בכל הש"ס. תוספות כאן אומר שלא אומרים מתוך שיכול לשקר בתחילה קודם שהודה, דלא הווה מסיק עדייתא שהיה זקוק לטענה זו. איזה כיוון תוספות הולך? Is Tosfos viewing the Migo as a birur or as a koach ta'ana? Lo havi masik adaite. What are we looking at? It's a birur. Komar ze shehu lo hishtamesh ba'ta'ana hayoter tova, ze lo biglal shelo ratza l'shaker. Ela b'chutu lo helatz al da'ato. In other words, if there's another reason to explain why the Murray, why the Baal Dover didn't use the better taina, then there's no proof that he's telling the truth. Right? The svara was, had he wanted to lie, he would have used the better taina. But if there's another reason why he didn't use the better taina, not because he didn't want to lie, then maybe he's not telling the truth, and that's why we don't believe him. The komar ani omer shetoso tu l'shitato sheim mistaklim ksat hala beperek hazot bedaf lamed. כן, דף רמד אלף עמד בייס, אז שם תוספות מדבר האם ייתכן שיהיה מיגו לבית תרי, אם יש שני בעלי דינים. האם ייתכן שיהיה לשניהם מיגו? אז תוספות מסיים, ותוספות ירמסקל זו, the part of the page, רמד בייס עמד בייס, ימד אלף עמד בייס, ועוד אמרי, דלא שייך מיגו, דאין דאס שניהם שווה. ומה שירצה זה ריתון, לא ייתון זה. That Kevan Shanachnu Oskim, the psychologia shel Habaal Davar, what he would have been towing, Mio Mershishnehem Biduka Yutoanim Oto Davar Ilu Ratsuga Shaker. Who said they would have come up with the same tactic? Maybe this one would have come up with tactic A, this one would have come up with tactic B. When dealing with one Baal Davar, we could say, oh, if he wanted to lie, he has better lie X. But if we're dealing with two Baalei Davar, maybe this one would have lied better lie X, this one would have lied better lie Y. How can we necessarily put the two of them together? אם זה דין של כוח טיינה, מה נחקים אם מדובר על אדם אחד, אדם שני אנשים, זה דין שמעבירים את הנאמנות מטענה אחת לטענה שנייה. אז יש לנו כאן התוספות כמה דף עמד א' עמד בייס, ויש לנו תוספות ממש גדול מבחינה כמותית ומבחינה איכותית, real תוספות בבקמה בדף קז עמד א'. בסוגיה שמה של מודי ומקצס ונאמנות השומרים, אז יש תוספות ירמסקל עבר פרשיוס כסיב כאן, שבערך 2/3 of the way down, or 3/4 of the way down, שמה הוא אומר שאין לנו מושג של מיגו דהעוזה. כלומר, שאם הטענה שהוא טוען כעת, הוא יכול לטעון בלי להעיז. כמו ששומר אומר, המשל שואל אותו, סליחה, המזכיר, או המפקיד שואל אותו, איפה החפץ שלי? זה נגנב, זה נאנס, וכולי וכולי. זה טענה נורמלי. אבל הוא היה יכול לטעון, החזרתי לך. אבל לטעון, החזרתי לך, זה העוזה, כן? אין אדם מייז פניו. זה העוזה. אז אי אפשר להשתמש בזה כמיגו, כיוון שיש בזה העוזה. שוב, אם אנחנו עוסקים בכוח טיינה, אז מה נפקא מינה, אם יש העוזה, אין העוזה, יש לו כאן כוח טענה. אבל אם אנחנו עוסקים, אילו הוא רצה לשקר, יש לו שקר יותר טוב, ייתכן שלא היה משקר משהו שיש בזה העוזה, זו סיבה אחרת שהוא לא טען את הטענה הזאת. אוקיי, anyway, אז גם כאן, מיגו למפריע, תוספות הוא מקשר בבעיה לא מסיק הדייטי, כן? שזה בעיה מה היה מעלה בדעתו, כן? The ha'oza is when someone did you a favor to spit in his face, that's a ha'oza. To tell someone that you don't know from Adam, you know, or it's who says that you were, you know, you were ever here, that's not considered to be a ha'oza. In some ways, the ha'oza depends as to whom. All ta'anot means that, you know, words have a certain element. Every lie has a certain element of ha'oza, but there are levels of ha'oza. Tosus over there on Daf Kuf Zayin distinguishes between person A, party B, what the background is, b'chua. You're correct, 100%, that there is more ha'aza in saying you were never here than saying, well, you were here, but you sold it, and I saw the sale. That's also maybe a lie. In other words, the Kamari Kama is claiming you're a gazlan. There was never a sale. There was never anything. To him, it's all a ha'aza. But the question is, in the eyes of Bezdin, what's considered to be a ha'aza? Okay, in any case, Zelo Omer, just to understand, שאם יש ראשונים שסוברים שמדובר כאן על כוח התנה, שהם לא יכולים להסכים עם תוספות. ייתכן שאפילו אם זה דין של כוח התנה, יש גבולות. There are limits to כוח התנה. There are limits to the dinim within Bezin. When will Bezin transfer Neman from Taina A to Taina B? It could only be if Taina A is currently on the table, not if Taina A was once on the table, but it's currently been removed from the table. In other words, Tosus could have held the other side and still come up with his conclusion. But the language of Tosos, it's not the Shita of Tosos, the language of Tosos, the Hezbir of Tosos, puts him on the side that amigo is a birur. Shav bonir e mahin harayot shel Tosfot she'ein migo lemafreya. Haraya harishana shelo ze meyasugya achar kach bedaf mem aleph omed beis. Kinemuchach lekamon. Okay, in the middle of the thin lines. Gabi ahud darbe kashta be'ilasa arba shanim. Amar meplanya zevinte dezavna minach, also the kamed ravchia amalei, aisi sahade the darbe afilu chad yoma v'ukmilei biyadach. Bring edim, mashma di ilas le sahade, ein neeman lomar kamid didi darbe chad yoma. Why couldn't he simply be towing? Now I saw the mocher living there, but migo di boyomar minach zevinte, and then he could have claimed, in other words, that he bought it from the original owner. Kevan de kvar hoda de lav minei zavna les lesu migo. This is a migo which has passed its time. Had the person been coming and said, "I bought it," I bought it from someone and I saw that person was there for a day. Believe me, with a migo, I could have said, "I bought it from you." That would have been a proper migo. But once he already said that it's in planya zavinte, that I bought it from someone who says he bought it from you. Now to come and say, and he was there for a day, that's already amigo l'mafreya. It's already too late. Avar zmano batel amigo. Ein lenu ma'amido ma'idik dekamar hashta. Okay, it's a diuk in the Gemara. It's, bakasha. Okay, that's the first raya. It's not a black and white raya, but it's a diuk that the Gemara gives the Eitzah of Eidim as opposed to giving the Eitzah of a Taina. V'kol ma shekatusham b'gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara, hoda kamar hasam rav, v'chazite d'dayite d'chavivi, the first wide line in Tosfos, d'yavi amar le kamidi di zavna minoch, havi mehemen le b'migo, d'iboi amar minoch zivinte. This is all what would have been. In other words, that here, Rav is saying, had he not been towing what he was towing, he would have had Eitzah X. Or who hadin he have a toin meikara kamididi darbe, he would have had that eitzah. But you don't have to learn the Gemara that way. You could learn that Rava is giving now an eitzah. I'm giving now an eitzah for amigo, and there's no problem of migo mafreya. In other words, the Tosos is making an assumption that the Gemara over there didn't give the eitzah of coming with a taina, while in the Gemara you do find the taina. That's in the words of Rav. So it says no. Rav is saying theoretically. Had he been towing this of the chatchila, this would have been good. Once he was ready moda, it's too late. So the raya is not the strongest of rayas. So where did the Tosfos move to? V'od raya. So let's move over to the next raya of Tosfos. Misof perek zeborer. Gabayahi issasa denofak shtara. Let's second. Yeah. Hahi isisa the nafik shtara mitusa yada. Maha mikre shelanu yeshkan malve velove ve isha ne'emenet. Hamalve vehalove notnim et hashtarot shelahem la isha hazot shehi tishmar al hashtarot. Amra, as a isha kasher hi motziya et hashtar mitachat yadeh omeret, yedana lei b'hashtara de priyahu. The shtar was already paid. Velohim ne Rav Nachman. Amalei Rava v'ha ibaya kalte. Komar lama hi lo ne'emenet. Ani korei etze keit lefitosot. Halo yesh la migo. He hayeta yecholah lahagid ein li shtar biyadi. She could have burnt the shtar. So why not believe her that this shtar currently is a paid shtar when she could have simply said that there's no shtar? So Tosas, so the Gemara answers, Kevan deschazek bebeidina, ibaya kalte lo amrinan. Kevan shehadeanim kvar ru'u et ashtar, kvar ein la ta'ana, shema hi eta kvar sorefet et ashtar. So in Tosas' language, Alma, af agav de kodman de ri'inuha biyado hayasan emenes lomar de paruhu bemigo di ibaya kalte, hasha deschazek bebeidina, perish rinu biyado lo mehemna. The ein kan od migo shal korchach tzricha achshav ta'ana zo shi omeret im rotza liftor et halove. This migo has fallen off because we've already seen the shtar. She can't collect, you know, she has no migo. I could have burnt it. Let's use a migo lemafreya. Before she showed us the shtar, she could have burnt it. QED, migo lemafreya lo amrinan. Okay. Tosas keeps saying over here, perush, 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 because there's another perush of the sugya in Rashi that we'll see in a few minutes. But even before we get to the Perush of Rashi, Ma kan b'tosvot omer dorsheni. In other words, is this raya a foolproof raya? We see over here that this woman had a migo that she could have burnt the shtar, and therefore believe her parua. So the Gemara says that since she already showed us the shtar, that migo no longer exists, and migo l'mafreya lo amrinan. Tavinu haGemara b'shum makom lo mishtameshet sham b'bitui migo. How else could you have learned the Gemara, even within Tosas Zukimta, that we're dealing over here of showing the shtar to Bezdin and not showing the shtar to Bezdin? How else could the Gemara have been understood? Is it so clear that this woman can use a migo? Who can use a migo? We mentioned this already when we learned the Tosas on Daf Kaftesa Mar Aleph that raised our eyebrows. L'chora, who is the individual who can use a migo? A baldavar can use a migo. Here we have a machokis between a malve and a love. What's the role of this woman? She's a shomer. Right? Someone's used the word shlish. That's the more technical way of viewing it. That she was entrusted with the shtar. She's a shomeret. She has nothing to gain or to lose from this. She's not related to the love or to the malve. She's just a person who we would call her, if you want to, an aid. In other words, she's saying, I know. In other words, I know from my personal knowledge that this shtar was paid. She may be possible to aid us, but she's not a baal dover. So who says that bichlal, that amigo will help this third party? Who says that this is in the realm of migo? How else could you learn this Gemara aside from migo? What other principle do we have that would give an individual ne'emanus aside from migo? What else could the Iboi Kalse be based on? No, who's learning Yeredeya here? Okay, so we learned this.
Yada.
Excellent. Okay. In other words, in Komar, you don't have to learn Yeredeya. You could have learned Gittin last year as well. Okay. Im lamadatem Gittin shana shavra, az bedach beiz amad beiz begittin, yesh lanu klal, she'af alpi she'ed echad ne'eman be'isurim, im yischazik yisura, ed echad lo ne'eman. Okay? Ze aklal b'gemara shama. Ba Rashi shama v'sho'el, V'hod ma'aminim et ha-shochet. So of course, when a shochet is coming to shecht an animal, that animal is ischazik isura. It's currently eiver menachai. It's currently eino zavuach. Ha-shochet rotze lehatir et ha-isur. V'hu omer lanu shu shachat kahogen. Aval eich anachnu ma'aminim lo. Eid echad ne'eman b'isurim zelo tov ka'asher yesh ischazik isura. As Rashi omer, kevan shebiyodo. This is something which is in his hands. He's not being made on something external. He's being made on that which he is the balabas over. He's in charge of the shechita. When you're in charge of a certain area, then you have a unique ne'emanus. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara b'Yevamos b'daf pechesa mad aleph sherashi mitzatet. Haloshon shel Gemara shama. Next we're going to learn Yevamos. Mirtz Hashem. That's what it said. Gemara b'daf pechesa mad aleph. Hagemara omeres. Chad nami lehemne, mididahave, atevel, hekdesh, vikonomos, regemar maspira, she kol elu, afabi shehem lechoris hazik isura, biyodo, kevan she biyodo letakno, biyodo lifdoso, biyodo, etc. Something is in your hands to change its status, you have a ne'emonos. As kamoshi yeshranu, ne'emonos shel biyodo, biyisur veheter, yitachin, she gam yeshranu kan ne'emonos shel biyodo, bechoshen mishpat. Kevan she biyado lekalse. This star is in this woman's hands. Biyado le haavir biyado lisrof. It's in her hands to show it to us. It's in her hands to burn it. As kevan she ze biyado as itachen sheish la ne'emonos. Then we don't have to learn the Gemara over there on the level of migo. Itachen that migo doesn't apply to anyone but a baal davar. And you could learn the Gemara over there with a different name on us. However, the moment that it's not the yada to burn, because she already showed it to Bezdin, that's why that ne'emonos of yada falls off. Yitachen, in other words, it's not, the proof is assuming, making an assumption, we're dealing over there with the world of Migo, when that's not really mentioned in the Gemara. Yes?
The
Malva wants the, right. No. The Malva is claiming this. The Malva is saying the opposite. The Malva is saying this was never paid. She's psula. She's an isha. She's psula for edus. So she can't help us one way or another in terms of determining the fact. What Rava wanted to do was say we should believe her because iboi kalse. It's the question is, what does that mean? She has a migo, and then we have to say that the migo would apply even to a third party, which is a chiddush. Not the end of the world. But is a chiddush. There is a daya that maybe even an amigo will help an aid. There's a Ramban in Ksuvas who says, black and white, no. The same way that a shvua can't help an aid, amigo can't help an aid. An aid has to stand on his own 2 feet. You can't have any, no puns intended, AIDS, right? You can't have any aids to an aid. You, in other words, that the aid has to be able to be made without a shvua, without amigo b'chulei. That's again, here we're not dealing with an eid, we're not dealing with the baal dover either. Vein tzarech lekach. You don't have to come on to an issue of it's on daf yud tes amud aleph in the chiddush Ramban. You're maslup psuli edus. The edim lo mehemne mishum migo. Im b'toras edus lo mehemne, b'din migo lo mehamninan lehu. Shelo he'emantam Torah b'kach. Either the edim are going to stand on their own 2 feet, or they're not going to stand. So, yitachin, the same way that migo doesn't apply to edim, it also doesn't apply to anyone but a baal dover, particularly if you hold it's a din of tkuach taina. If it's a biru or a mela. Okay, how did Rashi learn over there? Namely, Rashi also would take away Tosus's proof. How did Rashi learn over there? Ubekuntris pire sham is chazek shehoya hashtar mekuyam. It's not a question as whether the shtar was seen, whether the shtar made its appearance or not, but is chazek the bedina means was the shtar mekuyam. That had the shtar not been mekuyam, then she could have claimed iba'i kalse. So once the shtar is mekuyam, then there's no longer any claim of iboi kalse. Ve'ein nira l'ri, the mamoyo, mikomakom iboi kalse. In other words, according to the ri, ma'inaf gemina, if the shtar is mekuyam or not mekuyam, if it hasn't been seen, she can burn it. If it has been seen, she can't burn it. The whole question is one of appearance. Now, how did Rashi learn? How did Rashi understand? What was the issue over there? What was the issue over there in the ksugya, yes? Hundred percent. In other words, but why would the migo not help you? Let's assume. Let's take Yaakov's assumption. We have over here a malveh who has a shtar mekuyam. Okay? The loveh, if he would have wanted to say parati, would he be neman against the shtar mekuyam? No. You can't be towing parati against the shtar mekuyam. Would the loveh come with a migo? Would he be neman? That's our question. In other words, Rashi is somehow assuming that the moment that we have a kiyum, then migo is out of the picture. Why would a migo not help against a shtar mekuyam? So this is the question. The shtar doesn't tell us. I mean, that's the question. Okay. The shtar halva says once upon a time there was a halva. Right? It tells us that 3 months ago Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Now Reuven comes with his shtar mekuyam and wants to collect the loan. And Shimon says, I paid you. We say, Shimon, sorry, Reuven has a shtar mekuyam. And therefore he has a taina, shtarcha biyadi, my boy. If you paid me, what's a shtar doing in my hand? You owe me the money. What does that taina, shtarcha biyadi, my boy, mean? What's behind that? Why does that overcome the taina parati? Shtarcha biyadi, my boy. So everyone here thinks halachically, it's beautiful. Pashtus of the Gemara is that there's an umdana, that when a person pays a loan, he doesn't leave the shtar in the hands of the malva. People aren't idiots. People aren't naive. People realize this shtar is the malva's proof. If we're going to pay him, a person going to ask for it, give me back the shtar. Give me a receipt. I'm not going to leave you the shtar, in other words, in your hands, so you're going to come to me next week and claim again. Right? That is classically how we'd understand. Shtarcha bayadi, my boy. In other words, if you really paid me, what am I doing holding on to the shtar? No one leaves shtaras by people who already paid. Or you could like Eitan, that here we have a gzeras hakosuv of shtar, that a shtar is not only made on what was, a shtar is also made on what is. The shtar is only made that 3 months ago the money was lent. The shtar is also made, instrument is chiddush, that the money is still owed. Even though the shtar was signed by 8 and 3 months ago, the shtar kilu has this ongoing hagada, that it's not just that the loan began, but the loan is continuing. As long as the shtar is in the hands of the malva, it has this ongoing hagada. My nafgamina, would amigo work against shtar? If we're dealing with an umdana, that people don't leave shtaros in the hands of other people, that's a raya. Shtarcha b'yadim ha'ibay is a raya. Migo is also a raya. Maybe my raya will overturn your raya. But if we say we have over a hagada, that's already edim. Migo makom edim lo amrinon. Everyone agrees that a migo is less than edim. Whether migo will override an external raya, that already is an option. So over here, what Rashi could be saying was, as long as the shtar was not mekuyam, then the migo could stand. The moment the shtar is mekuyam, if we learn like Eitan, that the shtar is being made, that's when the migo falls off. I mean, this has nothing to do with whether the shtar is seen or it's not seen. This is not a question of migo l'mafreya, not a migo l'mafreya. This is simply a question as to whether migo works against the shtar. Again, migo can't work against a shtar which is made on the present time. Can migo work against a shtar that's made on what was? That 3 months ago there was a halva. Do we say that shtar is history, and the migo currently is saying, but since then it's been paid, v'haraya, because I could have claimed X, Y, or Z, or do we say, no, that this shtar is still being made, and then the migo can't get a foothold against the shtar? That's a open issue. In the klalei migo of the shach, in Siman Pei Beis, I hope that you will take upon yourselves a project, as we're learning through the perek of Cheskas Abatim, when we finish the perek, to go through the kol migo of the shach. You'll have learned almost all of these situations of migo. So smack in the middle here, he talks about a migo sifkatan yud aleph. Od kasev adar kemoshe v'asma v'zeloshano v'ayen l'kaman v'simen reish sarivav I amrinan migo b'makom shtar. Depends what the shtar is saying. In other words, this is an open question. Alright, so the question is, well, how do we understand the shtar? Do we understand the raya of shtar as an umdana, an external raya, or do we understand the problem of the issue of shtar as we have an ongoing haggadah? Okay, so it's in Siman Pei Beis, And the Shach in his Dine Migo, Sivkatan Yud Aleph, just three lines. Okay, so far, so we saw that the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, okay, let's continue. V'od Raya, the Tnan, the Perek Shvuas Hadayonim, right? We're up to the Gemara in Shvuas Daf Lamed Chesem Adbeis. We have a Mishnah. Shavuos Lamed Chesem Adbeis. Mona li biyodcha. Amar lo hein. We have the lova being, we have over here the lova being mode. Lemachar amar le tenehu li misativ lecha. Patur. That's the Mishnah. Uparich mina lemando amar hamal ve eschevero be'edim tzarech lefaro be'edim. Hacha cave on the tave be'edim. The moment he said, mona li biyodcha, we're assuming he said that in front of Edim. Command the Osfe be Edim. The Katani, Patur. So why should he be Patur and say to Neuli he has to pay back in front of Edim? Umay Kushya, Shiny Hacha de Patur, Migo di Boy Amar, Esmo lo hayud var me'olam. Had when he been asked the question the first time, Monali biyadcha, he would have said, Lahadam, then he would have been believed. Because that was before there was any, and that was before there was any Edim in the picture. And so we have a Migo of what would have been. Once he said, Hain, that Migo is problematic. But before that he could have said, Elevada ki agavna lamrinan Migo. Again, this is a Migo Mafreya. He already said Hain. We want to make the Migo of a Taina he would have had he not said Hain. That we don't say. That we don't say. No. What do you say? Is this is the reason that there's no Migo over here necessarily because ain't Migo la Mafreya? Or could there be another reason, perhaps, why a Migo wouldn't work in this situation? So here, okay, what Yaakov is hinting at, why? Why do we say, Hamal v'chaveiro be'edim, tzarech l'faro be'edim? What's the reason for that? The Gemara is giving us a rule. Halmal v'chaveiro be'edim, tzarech l'faro be'edim. Why? And if we get that why, then we can say, well, would a Migo work against it? Tosus assumes a Migo would work, but here we have a problem, Migo l'mafreya. But why is there a rule? Why, because I lend you money with edim, do you have to pay back with edim? Who learned Shavuos? Who learned Shavuos here 2 years ago? You learned in the States, brachos, 2 years, what? Okay. Those who learn Shavuos, anyone learn Shavuos? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a beautiful masachta. Okay. The plan was that we were going to learn Shavuos over here 2 years ago because we were told that last year we were going to learn Baba Basra, and so to prepare us for Cheska Sabbatim, we learned Shavuos. Then things changed. We learned it to last year, so Shavuos turns into history. Migo Mafreya Lo Amrinan. No one remembers Shavuos. Okay, in any case, there is a machokis we've shown him over there in Shavuos. There are three dayos. One daya, which is the... Now, what do you say? You come up with a daya. What is an option?
We didn't trust him.
Excellent. Okay, that's the day of the Rimagash. When Rabbi Black says something, you have to know it's going to be a Rishon. Which Rishon? We have to find the Rishon, but 90% is going to be a Rishon. So that's the day of the Rimagash. The Rimagash says, Hamal v'chavero be'edim. If I insist on there being edim at the halva, it's ki'ilu I'm making a t'nai with you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you one iota. The same way I'm lending you the money with edim, I insist that the only way I'm going to receive the money back is with Edim. I don't want any other birurim. I don't want any you know, put the money in my bank account, credit card. You give me back the money, the Edim. Okay? That's the Tznai. Okay? That's the Rimigash. How else could you learn? If you're not going to learn, the Rimigash is very, very radical, that we have over here a Tznai. Al Tifra'eni Ela Be'edim. It wasn't said. Simply was Malva Chavera Be'edim, and we're saying Ki'ilu Hisna, as though there was a Tanai. Namely, the Malva and the Lova between themselves have the right of setting the ground rules of this halva. This is the way they set the ground rules. The halva was given to Edim, has to be returned to Edim. Why else would we say Hamalva Chavero Be'edim, Sarach Lefaro Be'edim? Not that the Malva insisted. Why would the Lova want to pay it back Be'edim?
The two Edim kind of were like a star for the Malva, and there's no way to rip up that star unless he has two Edim.
Right. In other words, the Lova says, just a minute, I'm going to return the money without Edim. Then the Malva's going to claim he never got it. And he has these two Edim, he lent me the money. I'm going to be turned into a fool. No one's going to believe me. The Malva has two Edim, I don't have any Edim. The same way the Malva has Edim that he lent the money, I want to have Edim that I paid back the money to protect my reputation. I don't want to put my reputation at stake. That's the run. Anan Sade, the people who got money be'edim are going to return be'edim because they don't want to take the risk of their being framed, of their being claimed. Well, you never pay me back. For Araya, look, I have Edim that you lent. I lent you the money. Where are your Edim? Now in Achinami, he doesn't need Edim, but he's going to have a bad name in the society. So we have an Anan Sade. That's a second way of understanding. Yes? There's no need to have witnesses. There's no halacha that the loans have to be paid back to Edim. It's just is a machlokes, whether hamal v'chavero be'edim, tzarech l'faro be'edim. So the tzarech will, in other words, what's the reyus if he doesn't pay back the Edim? Either we have over here a tznai that the malva and the lova agree to, or we have over here an anan sade. The tzarech is, once we have this manda amar, but what's the basis of the manda amar? Why did the manda amar create this tzarech, after all? The tzarech is that if he claims he didn't pay back with Edim, then it batlo daito etzol rov b'nei adam. It's as though we have Edim that he would, any normal borrower would have paid back the Edim. There's a third day of Rav Hai Gaon that I'm only mentioning because we have to come up with some explanation of Tosfos, and that is that the moment that hamal v'chavero be'edim, that creates a cheskas chiyuv. And to override a cheskas chiyuv, you need Edim. In other words, it's not just a question of a taina against a taina. We have over here a status quo. Motzi mechaver lav haraya. In other words, that the malva over here, he's considered to be the muchzak in this loan. There's a cheskas chiyuv, and to override it, you need Edim. So we have a tnai, we have a nan sahadeh, and we have a cheskas chiyuv. The Rimigash, the Ran, and Rav Hai Gaon. Would a migo work against hamal v'chaver obeidim tzarech lefaro obeidim? Let's say that the lova doesn't pay back beidim. He has a migo. Would that work? Let's take if they had a tnai. They had an agreement. This loan has to be paid back beidim. Would a migo work? They agreed it has to be paid back beidim. Right? They agreed that the only form of birur which is going to work is eidim. Nothing else is going to work but eidim. Not chazakos, not migo, nothing. So migo wouldn't get off the ground. In other words, you don't have to come up to migo l'mafreya. If you're understanding like the Rimigash, migo doesn't work in this situation. If we understand like the Ran, anan sahadeh, if we understand like the Ran that we have over here, anan sahadeh, people don't pay back loans they got with Edim unless they're going to pay it back with Edim. Would migo work? Does migo work against anan sahadeh? No, those who learn Daf Yomi, depends how you learn Daf Yomi, correct. Daf Bezim at Aleph in Baba Basra. Tosas Ramasa Lafikach. Three lines from the bottom. Tosas says that Kevon de Mikara al Shneim Hoya Lasos, these two people had to make the wall together. Lomehem and Lomashu Asa Hakol, the Miga Mamakom Edimhu, the Anan Sahade de Loasa Alevado. That the principle of Migo B'Makom Edim expands to include Anan Sahadeh. So, if we learn like the Ran, we don't have a Migo. If we learn like the third Perush that I mentioned, the Rav Hai Gaon, then maybe a Migo will work. That's an open issue. Does a Migo work against the Chazaka? That is dealt with by whom? Does a Migo work against the Chazaka? Later on, we'll see it in the Gemara. That's an open question. We'll come to it. We'll come to it as to whether Amigo works against. That's in other words, the Tosis over here is assuming that certainly Tosfos over here is assuming that certainly we have a migo. Okay, why doesn't it work? Because it's a migo l'mafreya. But it's not so certain that there's a migo bichlal over there in the Gemara. Okay, that takes care of the raya from Shavuos. Let's continue. Then Tosfos brings a Rashi that Tosfos doesn't like. Umasha pirish akuntras, the last middle sized line. Umasha pirish bekuntras perik basar diksuvos. Gabi asa'a siman le'acher. Right, we have Reuven who claims ownership of a field. This field borders on another field. That other field was sold from party X to party Y. When they were writing the boundaries of that other field, the field that Reuven is on, they wrote into the shtar as being Levi's field. And Reuven signed the shtar. Asa siman la'acher. The land that Reuven claims is his, in the shtar it says it's Levi's, and Reuven signed that shtar. As im to'an v'amar chazarti v'lukachtia mimenu. If Reuven says, nachon, in other words, there was a period of time where it belonged to Levi, but I bought it from him, la'achar she'asisi ha'siman bishmo, and when I wrote the shtar, it was really Levi's, but I bought it from him afterwards, ne'eman. Why? She'apesh she'asar hu apesh she'hitir. Levi has no raya, this field belongs to him, other than that shtar. That shtar was created by Reuven. So we say, ha'pesh she'asar hu apesh she'hitir, de'me'achar she'esh edim, Shehoyesa shelo v'nigzela mimenu ve'ein lo zechut lamachzik ela alpiv shelze hama'arer she'asa siman lo v'harei chazar v'amar l'kachtia mimcha. Okay, so we have over here a situation where we have on the table a shtar. The shtar says that the field belongs to Levi. The shtar was signed by Reuven. Reuven claims, it's true that I signed the shtar, however, afterwards I bought it from Levi. So the Gemara says, we have over here, hapeh she'asar, hapeh she'hitir. That's Gemara says. That's the way Rashi understands. Rashi learns this as hapeh she'asar, hapeh she'hitir. Kantolim Tosfos and says, ein nira lari. The bechi haygav nalo amrinan migo kede pirashtis da yedei masha haya yochol liton tchila eino neeman achshav. That it's true that had there not been a shtar, since Levi has no aidin that this field ever belonged to him, that then we would have had hapesha asar hu hapesha hitir. But once we have the shtar, so Reuven can't claim any longer migo of lahadam. What's the migo? Hapesh asar hapesh shehitir. I didn't, in other words, I could have done nothing. But you didn't do nothing. You did something. So before you wrote the shtar, you could have claimed whatever you wanted with a migo of lahadam. But you wrote the shtar. How over here do we have a migo of lahadam? The hodah is on the table. Once the hodah is on the table, how is this different from our sugya? We have a hodah. He said, Zavanti minach. Once we have a hodah, we can't apply a migo. How over here do we use a migo of lahadam when we have a shtar on the table? So Tosa says that Rashi, Rashi kanere is wrong. Because this would imply there's a migo l'mafreya. We don't hold of migo l'mafreya. That the raya that he has is one of cheskas gimel shanim. This is not a migo, he has cheskas gimel shanim. So what over there is the whole sugya, very dochak. But that's the way Tosfos is stuck. Is Tosfos really stuck? Rashi says that in the world of hapesha asar, hapesha hitir, we can have that which we would call l'mafreya. Even after there was a hodah, I can still claim a pesha asar, a pesha hitir. The hodah stems from me. So what if I was already moda? I can still be matir. So this is a question. Again, we'll deal with all of these issues as we move through the perek, just to put the raw material on the table. this is the question, is hapesha ha'asar hapesha hitir a din of migo, or does it go beyond the world of migo? Maybe just to clarify the matter. Hapesha ha'asar hapesha hitir is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Ksuvas on Daf Kafbeis Amad Aleph. The Mishnah over there gives a case. Ha'isha sha'amra eishes ish ha'yisi ugrusha ani ne'emenes sha'apesha asar hu ha'pesha hitir. Okay? Amr nishbesi utahora ani ne'emenes sha'apesha asar hu ha'pesha hitir. How do you understand the Mishnah? When you're reading the Mishnah, what did this woman do? She came to in front of a Beis Din, right? She wants to get married. So she comes to Beis Din, and she says, you know, in Chutz La'aretz, I was once married, but I was divorced. What if she were to say to Beis Din, in Chutz La'aretz, I was once married, and then she'd come back the same next day and say, oh, but I forgot to tell you, I was divorced. Would we apply HaPesha Asar HaPesha Hitir? This is Tosfos. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, HaPesha Asar HaPesha Hitir is like Migo. It has to be all in one fell swoop. It has to be all in one shot. After your Moda, there's no Migo L'mafreya. Namely, if I was, let's take our case. I was towing Minoch Zvinte de Zavna, I'm sorry, Miploni Zvinte de Zavna Minoch Kamoy. Then the person's believed. That's amigo. If you were to say minoch zvintei dezavna minoch, and the next day come and say kamoi, he's not believed. That's already amigo lemafreya. Namely, that if he's towing it immediately, he's believed. If he's already moda, he's not believed. So Tosfos says ha'isha shamra eishes isha yiti ugrusha ani, as long as she says it toch kedei dibur. Then we have amigo. If she were to say eishes isha yisi, and then do a little dance on the table, and then say ugrusha ani, she wouldn't be believed. That's already amigo lemafreya, l'chora. That's what's brought over here in the tour, this shita. In Hilchos Gittin, in Siman Kuf Nun Beis, That's already amigo lemafreya. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rama is said, you don't need toch kedei dibur, but you need asukim ba'oso inyan. Oh, that's a broader toch kedei dibur. Comes the Torah and says, "V'nir eli de'ein sarech lo lazeh v'lo lazeh." The kevan she'ena okeres devareh harishonim ela mosefes alehen lomar nizgarsha. The kevan shelo yadanu shayasa eishes ish ela alpiha ne'emenes. The Torah says, if this woman comes and says today eishes ishani, and a month later comes and tells us, "But I forgot to tell you, I got divorced." Then she's ne'emenes. Hapesha asar, hu hapesha hitir. How do we know she's married? She told us. How do we know she's divorced? She told us. So if you're going, in other words, hapesha asar, hapesha hitir. According to Tosfos, this is exactly what's going on over here in the Gemara. That first he says, eishes ish hayiti, I'm signing a shtar that this land belonged to Levi. And they're saying, oh, but I bought it from him. So Tosfos says, that's amigo lemafreya. May not be a Migo, my friend. This may not be a din of Migo. This may be a different principle called HaPesha Asar, HaPesha Hitir. Migo is a din, as we pointed out, of Koach Ta'ana. Migo is a din of a Biror. If I wanted to lie, I would have lied better. HaPesha Asar, HaPesha Hitir could be an entirely different ballgame. What could be the basis of HaPesha Asar, HaPesha Hitir? Not the world of Migo. Not the world of Migo at all. What else could be the basis of HaPesha Asar, HaPesha Hitir? It could be that I am like the Bailim on this knowledge, that I'm the source of the information. If I'm the sole source of information, then you have to believe me all the way. In other words, you can't take it halfway. I'm the source of the information. I'm the Bailim on this information. And since I'm the source of this information, so if you believe me that I am an Eishes Ish, believe me that I'm a Grusha. Let's learn it that way. There are other ways to learn it, but that's the easy way. It has nothing to do with Migo. And so it's irrelevant. If you're dealing with Migo, so then we could say that the Migo, that reserve taina, has to be up your sleeve. The moment that you shoot down the reserve taina with a hoda'a, you can't pull it out of your sleeve any longer. That's a din of Migo. Then it all has to be toch kedei dibur. But if we're dealing with hapesh asar, hapesh shehitir, that's a whole different ballgame. Since as long as there are no edim in the picture, moment edim enter into the picture, then the whole hapesh asar, hapesh shehitir falls off. But the moment that there are no edim, there's no chazaka, there's no ksuva, there's nothing in the picture, all our knowledge is based on this woman, then hapesh asar, hu hapesh shehitir, she's believed all the way. Okay, so the bottom line is that even though Tosos holds Migo l'mafreya lo amrinan, and that is the shita of most Rishonim, and Hu Hadin, if one looks in the Shach Kolei Amigo, he also takes for granted that Migo l'mafreya lo amrinan, but the sources are very problematic. The Svara exists. The Svara lo masaka daita, or the Koach Taina is limited, the Svara is there. But each of these proofs is very, very problematic. If you want to, now that you heard the Shir, if you want to go back to Rav Uchenstein Sefer on Cheska Sabatim, he has a section called Migo Mafreya. I would say that about 80% of what we spoke about here in Shir is mentioned over there. About 20% that we spoke about that is not mentioned there, but there's 20% there we didn't speak about over here either. So, I think you would enjoy going through the section. Okay, but in any case, over here within Tosfos, this is where Tosfos is leading us. Then Tosfos moves over to a different tact. Uba'uvda didan. If you go in the wide lines, 2, 4, 6 lines down. Ubuvda didan. I have a maisi hamachzik sahade, the dorbe chad yoma, nira larashba, the have a matzi luukme la arabiyode, af algav deleka migo, mikomakom taninan lalokeach, me achar shahaya hamocher neeman lomar, zvinta minach, the migo di boy omar, lohaya shalcha me olam. In other words, Tosus over here points out as follows. I'm sorry I moved over to English, but I just want to get in 7 minutes, at least see what we can get in. The Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis points out that if, this is what Rav pointed out, that if someone were to claim, I bought this field from someone who bought it from you, and I know he was there, I saw him there for one day, he would be Neeman with the Migo that he could have claimed you were never there. He'd be Neeman with the Migo that he could have claimed Lo Hayu Dvar Me'olam, that you, the original owner, was never there. In our case, Buvda didan, we're dealing with the, I should say a little. Buvda didan, the machzik no longer has a migo. The machzik was moda that the marikama once owned the field. Would the fact that dor bechad yoma create the same situation as? Maybe I'll say a little different. Forget about Migo. On Daf Me'alaf Amadeus, we had two cases in which the Machzik would win his story, when he claims he bought it from someone who bought it from the original owner. One is if he claims that he was there for that middle sale. The other is if he brings Edim that the middleman was there for a day. The first one we pointed out, that's a Migo. That's a classic Migo, it works. In other words, he could have claimed he were never there, he claims he bought it Kamoy, we have a Tainas Vadai, v'chulei, v'chulei. How does the second claim work? What good does it do to put the middleman on the land for a day? So the Gemara over there speaks about Tanina. That the moment that this middleman is defined as a lokeach, we have a principle that Taninan liyoresh ulder lokeach. The moment that the third party, the one, the machzik, is defined as a lokeach, then taninan liyoresh lokeach. Namely, the Beis Din moves into the picture. Beis Din assumes that the yoresh and the lokeach, that are jani kam leitlis, they don't know the whole history of what happened to the field. Whatever the morish could have been towing, they'll be towing. Whatever the mocher could have been towing, they'll be towing. So the moment that we create a status of lokeach, then Beis Din moves into the picture and taninan, and Beis Din will claim for the mocher that the mocher bought this from the original owner, etc., etc. Taninan, le mocher, le yoresh, lokeach. And even if the lokeach doesn't know, because he couldn't know, Beis Din will be towing for him. The only problem is we have to define this individual as a lokeach. The moment that he has Aiden, that there was a middleman there, that turned that middleman into a mocher, he's defined as a lokeach. Now we apply the din of taninan. In the case on Daphne Ma'alaf Amad Beis, where we apply taninan, here we're dealing with a situation where this lokeach still has a migo. Now we say taninan layoresh for the lokeach, when we have Edim shedar bo chad yoma plus amigo. This individual has amigo, and we have Edim shedar bo chad yoma. In that situation, we say tanina. Comes Tosis and says, Be'uvda hadidan. In our case, there is no amigo. In our case, we're dealing with the lokeach, put his foot in his mouth, and he said that the Marikama has a hold on the field. In our case, there is no migo. The Cholzot says Tosfos, Uvda didan, I have a maisei hamachzik sa'adi, the darbe chad yoma, nirot l'rashba, the havi ukma l'ara b'yadei, that this would work, af agav d'leko migo, mikom makom taninan l'lokeach. That will apply taninan as long as we have edim, even without the migo. Question is, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? What does this migo have to do with taninan? What does it not have to do with taninan? So I'd like to begin with that next time. And we'll try and understand what the din of taninan is and why it should be totally in these two factors. That will complete our discussion of Tosfos. Then I'd like to move over into the sugya. Sorry, if you can just pass these out. And daf lamed amid beis. Sugya and daf lamed amid beis from the two dots. Until the second wide line. From the two dots until the second wide line, Ovid inish demikri va'amar, period. In this sugya, we have a number of issues. Firstly, simply the case of the taina, you're a gazlan. Look in the Rashbam over here, the Tosos miplanya zavinte de zavna minach, gazlanahu. The assumption that they're working on is that a gazlan doesn't have a chazaka. A gazlan can't make a chazaka. So that's a gemara on daf mem zayin amud aleph. Look over there in the gemara to understand the context that a gazlan is mufka for making a chazaka. That's A. Then B, we move over into the world of Admon and the Chachamim. The Mishnah at the end of Ksuvus on daf kuftes, Harishon, Kasha himenu, Hasheni noachli. That Gemara of Admon is quoted here, and it's quoted also later on in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Over here it's quoted as though there are two deos, over there it's quoted as though there's no machlokas. The Ritva over there deals with the issue of how to deal with the two Gemaras. But basically the topic that we're dealing with over here is one of Amasla. How do we deal when we have an excuse? I said something I really didn't mean, but there was a reason that I said it. So look at the sugya of Amasla on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph through Kaf Beis Amid Beis in Ksuva. It's just the top line of Kaf Beis Amid Beis, the first few words. The Tosos happens to be on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Beis, but relates to Kaf Beis Amid Aleph. And to apply that world of Amasla, which is over there brought in terms of Eben HaEzer and Yoredeya, in terms of Eishes Ish HaYisi, in terms of Nido HaYisi, to move it over to the world of Choshen Mishpat, see over here the Mordechai Tavkuf Kaf Dalad, and it's quoted in the Ramo in Choshen Mishpat. The Shach, I understand, is long. You don't have to look through the whole Shach, but if you see the Mordechai, you'll know what the parameters of the Shach are. Then there's the Ktzos in terms of what's the relationship between Hodoas Ba'al Din and Amasla. And then finally, to see the Rambam on the Sugya. But again, first we'll start with Tosfos, by us. Just a word about Taninan, and then we'll move over to the Sugya that deals with Amasla. We'll see how far we get.